Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Hello and welcome, everybody, to AM 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm Roy G, and we are we're bringing in Bruce from Detroit today. He's at the World Series.
Yeah, I'm technically in Troy, Michigan. I'm about...
You wouldn't stay in Detroit.
I'm about 50. I stayed in Detroit night before last. I was in the West, and I mean, here's what happened. This is Bruce Hall, by the way, and if I sound a little not like myself today, it's because I got to bed at about 3:30, and I woke up at about 5:30, and I needed about 10 hours of sleep. I sat with all of the San Francisco Giants employees, their families, girlfriends, which was the best part, by the way, wives, and just some freaky people, and had a great time. And honestly, the Giants, we're going to talk about the game here shortly. We're going to talk about college football first. Roy's going to pull up top 20, and we're going to talk about the games and what went on and a couple of really horrible things that happened yesterday in college football. But anyway, I got a great fare on a round-trip nonstop flight up here to Detroit. Detroit from the D.C. area is only 55 minutes in the air. You know, you think of it as being much further, but it's really not. It's just the way you have to get there going through Chicago when you drive takes 12 hours or something. But anyway, I got a great fare, and I was so exhausted when I got to town day before yesterday that I hadn't even spoke to the guy that's in charge of advance work for them. He used to be U2's travel manager, as a matter of fact. Great, great guy. Anyway, I couldn't get a hold of Brett because he was in the air. So I just assumed, since there wasn't a Ritz-Carlton in downtown Detroit, which is that's where the Giants usually stay. I figured they'd be in the Westin, and I'd stayed in the Westin before, and the Westin's a real nice place. It's like 6 blocks from the stadium. It's got a great, great bar, great restaurant. It's across the street from Coney Island, which is, if for those of you who don't know what a Coney Island is, and most everybody in New York does know what a Coney Island is, it's a chili cheese dog. And if you're in the D.C. area, it's real similar to what you eat at the VNN. I mean, you can order a tray of chili cheese dogs for $2 a piece, I think. But anyway, I slept all after. I got in so early, I checked into the hotel because I was falling asleep trying to do some work in the lobby. And, you know, I'd wake up and drool was coming down the right side of my chin. So I said, you know, I got to check in. I checked into a room, but they only had rooms that night. And then, of course, yesterday
Did they charge by the hour?
No. This was a Westin. I doubt you've ever been in one, Matt. Westin is a heavenly bed, and I got to tell you, it's almost too heavenly because you get real hot under the covers. I don't like being hot under the covers, unless you know. Never mind. So anyway, that day was basically just moving out to Troy, and I'm across the street from one of the nicest upscale malls you've ever seen. And I haven't even been in the mall yet, but I got a feeling as soon as it shows, it's a lot nicer than Columbia's Mall, Matt. and I gotta tell you, downtown Detroit, there ain't much happening on the weekend there. I mean, you literally could.
There's not much happening any day in Detroit.
Well, you know what, though? They supposedly Matt's boy, Matt's man of the hour, Barack Obama, is.
He saved that city, man.
He saved the city, but what they found out is all of the new factories that came with the plan are in Mexico and Canada.
Man, so that Weston you're in, he built it.
He built it all right. Yeah. I'm Bruce Hall, and
so how was
Barack
the game
Obama
last night?
Builds Weston Hotels. The game was a great 2-0 game. I mean, I mean, first of all, my ticket wasn't where I sat. Let me repeat that. I've been in the ticket business for 30 years, so I can sit in the best seats in the stadium without a ticket there because there's always empty seats. And as it turns out, I knew there'd be plenty of empty seats in the family section. I was actually with some of the employees, the people that, you know, were doing other stuff. And I didn't want to sit there because it wasn't close enough to home plate. So I sat there. But anyway, this is the fun part of the story. I had to go to the bathroom real bad. Bases are loaded. There's one out. I go to the bathroom, and I'm sitting in the bathroom doing what I do, you know, in a urinal. And I'm alone in the bathroom because these Detroit fans, the bases are loaded. I mean, it ain't Philly. It's not Philly. There's not like 20 guys throwing up in the bathroom and a fight going on in one corner and a guy getting stabbed in another. Nothing like Philadelphia. Yeah, Detroit's a pretty nice place. But anyway, I'm in the bathroom. And there's the Giants collect two outs before I get out of the bathroom. So I decide as I'm going back to the seat, every time Detroit gets runners on base with more than two outs or with less than two outs, I'm going to the bathroom. And sure enough, two innings later, there's one out, and all of a sudden there's runners on first and second. I don't have to go to the bathroom, but I sprint up to the bathroom. I get in the bathroom, and sure enough, you know, you can hear, you know that the Giants are doing well because you can hear the defeatist sound of the stadium, you know, just blowing up. So I did that, but then I decided I was hungry, so I had on the way back, I had a bratwurst, and they got good brats at that stadium, and I like mine burnt. So I got a burnt bratwurst, mustard, onions, relish, wolf it down at my seat. Well, next inning, guess what happens when they're hitting? And I'm getting texts from people all over the country that I'm texting to about the game. Hey, why don't you just go every time they hit, go to the bathroom? I don't want to miss the game, okay? So I said, well, here's what I'll do. Every time they get men on base when they're up, I'll go to the bathroom. I went to the bathroom every inning except the ninth inning. And I got to tell you, it worked. I shut out the Detroit Tigers. The Giants had nothing to do with it. Wow. It was me going to the bathroom every time they got men on base.
Pea-sized old man bladder.
Somebody needs to go to the bathroom when Cabrera and Fielder have men on base because they've turned 12.
Well, the Tigers need to do that, but see, their fans, they're not smart enough to do that.
They're not smart enough to go to the bathroom.
No, I'm Bruce Hall, and you're listening to health. This is a health thing. I'm actually doing great today. I got up at 7 o'clock. Went downstairs, got a cup of coffee, ordered room service. God, I ate all kinds. I had oatmeal, I had French toast, and about 5 cups of coffee, and I'm doing fine. I've got tickets to the Detroit Lion football game today. I wanted to go over there and see Martin Mayhew, who's the general manager. Mm-hmm. And Dan Miller used to be in D.C. Remember Dan Miller? He was with Channel 5 for a long time. Dan Miller is he does the pregame and the postgame for the baseball up here. Huh. And he's a big Detroit Lion guy. Hey, I hear something in the background.
That means you have something important to tell us.
I'm guessing that for the first time in generations, the dream of homeownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. That's Roy Edwards and Matt Lynch back in the civilized world. I'm in Troy, Michigan, and we'll be back in a minute on AM 1230 WFAS.
From where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get her.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, #BHSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
So we got a lot to get into today. We have the James Harden trade out in Oklahoma City to a team that we'll talk about later. We have our NFL picks. We have our World Series to break down, which is where Bruce, that's where you are.
Yeah, that's what I'll be doing since you didn't watch the World Series last night.
Apparently nobody's watching it because it was...
Well, exactly. That's what you tell me, but I find that hard to believe.
12.2 million people, which is terrible.
45,000 of them were like within sprint distance of me last night. I tell you what, that's a beautiful... Have you ever been to this to Detroit? Ever?
No.
Well, there you go. It's a play. I've never been to Morgantown, so we have something in common. But and that's true. I want to get to Morgantown because I've got kids playing ball up there
next week.
But yeah, let's do this. Let's Roy, do me a favor. Let's just do college football.
Okay.
I want to go over some of these games yesterday because it was just something horrible happened in South Carolina yesterday.
Oh my God! I don't even know if I want to bring that up. That's the worst sporting injury I've ever seen.
Can I tell you what? I didn't. You really couldn't see the hit. You could see where the hit was, but you couldn't see it because there was somebody blocking it. But as soon as he looked at his leg, you could tell it wasn't shaped right.
The replay that I saw showed his leg snap.
Oh, that's Joe. Well, that was like Joe Theismann's leg injury.
It was worse than Joe Theismann. I mean,
was it?
Oh, my God. Joe Theismann's leg was on the ground when it happened.
Well, bring everybody up to date. Tell everybody who we're talking about and tell them how the injury occurred and when it occurred. And come on, go.
Yeah, it was the South Carolina game, and they were playing Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And the South,
who played them very tough, by the way.
Yeah, it was a very, very hard hitting game, which is and it was a cheap shot, really. It was Marcus Littlemore, who's the running back for South Carolina, and he took a toss sweep around the left side, and he was getting hit. Some guy was riding his back, and another Tennessee defender came in and took out his knee. And when I say he took out his knee, I mean this guy might have. I mean his leg shattered. I mean, it's the worst.
Was it the lower leg? Because I never saw
right below
that.
The knee. Okay. It's right below the kneecap, and it
he probably broke his tibia and fibula, and he's probably got ligament damage too.
Oh,
but
my God.
Well, you know, they were saying that if it was broken, it was a better injury for him than it was if it was the knee joint. Because, you know, that was his good knee, too. And you got, and also, you know, tell the viewers, and I'll tell them, that he's coming back from an ACL. He just had knee surgery last year. So, he had worked. Yeah.
I would be very surprised if this guy ever plays again.
Roy, can I tell you something? I thought it was a cheap shot, too, and I'm a defensive back. I've never hit anybody like that.
It was a very cheap shot. He came in head down, diving at the guy's feet, basically.
He was just trying to get him off of his feet, and probably he didn't care if he hurt him or not. And I shouldn't say that. Maybe the guy's just a horrible tackler.
Maybe. I mean,
and I gotta tell you, Lattimore's a stud. So you're not gonna tackle Lattimore hitting him above the waist. I mean, he's gonna carry you 4 or 5 yards. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm in Detroit, Michigan, up here with the San Francisco Giants, and hoping that we can win another game. They've won. Six games in a row now. And by the way, the Detroit Tigers have lost 6 World Series games in a row.
Wow.
And that's because they got swept their last series. And now, well.
Oh, it's probably going to happen
again.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, they lost 3 in a row at the end of their last series, and they've lost the first 3 games here. And so if we win today, I say we, San Francisco Giants, win today, and I make no bones about it. I'm a San Francisco Giant fan. There'll hopefully be another parade. I'm knocking on wood here. There'll be another parade with 2 million people or more at it in San Francisco. And you know, Roy, a lot of people don't care. Let me tell you something. They've sold out 140 some straight home games in San Francisco.
Very good.
That place. I mean, imagine Nationals Park, because you've been there once,
yeah.
Pat.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine Nationals Park like a playoff game every game. That's what it's like in San Francisco.
I'm not knocking these two franchises.
Well, yeah, but you know,
I'm saying this is a national thing.
Yeah,
that nobody's watching.
Hello, Earth to Roy. Let me just explain something to you.
Uh-huh.
Baseball is you've played baseball, which is hard to believe because you didn't even watch the World Series last night. But baseball is a game that a lot of people play growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say this: anybody that's played baseball pretty much at any level from high school up watches the World Series.
Well,
now, and listen, I don't really care who watches CNN. I don't, because they're wasting their time. I don't really care who watches, you know, soap operas, because there's billions of people that do that, and mm-hmm. those shows are terrible. You know, but all I'm saying is, you know, football, NFL football is king. Why do you think we do 60, 70% football? Because everybody wants to hear about it, and everybody loves the NFL, and everybody, you know, this time of year, everybody loves college football too. I mean, I think that in your, like, you love the Niners, you love the Redskins. After that, you really, that's your football. I mean, you know, you cover everybody else for the show and for yourself and for Sports Man Cave, but that kind of takes care of you. And I'm gonna tell everybody what your excuse was for not watching last night. Only I'll say it nicer than you did. Halloween is tonight. I tell you.
Hey, it was Halloween weekend.
All right, now we'll just be quiet now. You know, you're an adult now. You're not 16, 17, 18 years old. But Roy still thinks he has to go out and get hammered with his friends the night before Halloween rather than watch
Wednesday,
the World Series.
Yeah.
Now here's what I'm guessing. I'm guessing you were at a bar. Were you at a bar?
Of course I was at a bar, yes.
Okay. Well, where was there not a TV in the bar?
There actually, no. Where I was, there was
what,
no TV.
What kind of a bar doesn't have a damn 60 or 50-inch flat screen, maybe 10 of them?
Yeah,
what
know.
Kind of bar that anybody would ever want to be in?
I actually didn't get to the bar until about
so
well,
you were
the game
drinking,
was already over.
You had your alcohol in a bag walking down the street?
No, we went to a house party. And
it was a
costume party, you know. I was Indiana Jones. She was in Minnie Mouse.
You were?
Yeah, I was in Indiana
Jones.
Were
you in Baltimore?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah, we were in Canton last night.
And by the way, the Ravens are off this week. So,
yep.
You know, mm-hmm. there ain't nothing happening in Baltimore. And last time I checked, the Orioles aren't in the World Series. But mm-hmm. I wish the Orioles were playing San Francisco, because it would go probably 6-7 games. This series is not a good series. I mean, they haven't scored since I got here.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's because of me.
It is because
I'm Bruce
of
Hall, and I'm the reason that Detroit's not scoring.
But, Bruce, the
– Well, yeah, but they got great radio in the bathroom. It's unbelievable. You know, it's the play-by-play. And you know how that is.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of cool when we go to Redskin games and everybody's – you know, I don't drink, so I go to the bathroom maybe never while I'm there. But I might go once because I hate lines. And you go to the bathroom and you're listening to – I guess you're listening, not Herzog anymore, you're listening to Larry Michael, and you're listening to all those guys, and they're describing the play, and, you know, there's guys in there, like, actually, you know, missing the toilet because they're moving and cheering while they're trying to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty terrible. Hey, Roy, have you pulled up college football for me yet?
Yeah. Yeah, I got it.
Let's work our way from, like, 20 mm-hmm. down to 1. All right, who do you have, like, in the from 15 to 20 that played yesterday?
Well, to piggyback on what you're saying about the World Series game, it makes complete sense why you argue that this is a great series and everything like that. It's must see and everything like that.
Yeah, because I'm a baseball coach
that,
for one thing.
And you're over 50.
There's not that many people like that.
And you're over 50, which is what the number one audience for this World Series is. It's
absolutely.
The top audience is 50 plus.
Well, Roy, people your age don't even watch TV. They're too busy
Whoa.
Playing video games,
well,
usually.
Oh, we watch
yeah.
TV.
Oh, no,
Game
no,
of Thrones,
no.
baby.
Hey, bro, what?
Bro,
what?
Game of Thrones,
what?
Man.
What?
That's
You're
true.
Lying.
No,
You're lying. My
you
son's
tell, I would love you to tell Haley
my
that I don't
20,
watch TV.
My son is 23, mm-hmm. and he's pitched at 4 different schools in the NCAA, and he has another year of eligibility. And I would bet he didn't watch the World Series last night. And he's
and that's my son.
He's my son. Yeah, but he's playing video games with his girlfriend.
See, I don't play video
games. She works at Gamebox or whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah, Xbox. Yeah, I don't see. I don't play video games. But back to I really don't. I honestly
GameStop. Well, let's go over. Let's go over college football. Quick.
Okay,
let's
so Clemson.
Then we got to get into the NFL because this is a we're almost at the halfway mark of the NFL. Actually, this
will be
and
it.
Next
this
week.
Is it.
No.
Well,
this
for
isn't
most,
it.
For some teams.
You're not very good at math. There's 17 weeks,
right.
So 8.5 weeks is halfway between this week and next week is halfway. But that's okay. You're just not a math guy. No. You're 26. Go ahead.
Actually, I'm a very big math guy. But
you don't see anything. Go.
Clemson played Thursday night, and they're top 20, so we'll talk about them first. They beat up on They beat up on Wake Forest pretty bad. It was 42-13. Taj Boyd led Clemson in a pretty big win, but everybody expected that. So
right.
Friday.
What do you think about Taj Boyd? What is the deal with Taj Boyd that they keep talking about? Because they say that he's so up and down. Like sometimes he has a hard time completing a pass. Other times he'll complete 12, 13 in a row and run for three touchdowns.
I think Taj Boyd is extremely overrated. I think he is an athlete who plays quarterback.
Do you think he's bipolar?
I think he's terrible. I think the entire ACC is a joke of the NCAA. I think that the whole conference is terrible.
Well, then why isn't West Virginia in the ACC? Because they're the joke of the Big 12.
Well, West Virginia plays big-time football. So to get
Sure they do. They give up 60 points a game.
Well,
that's big-time football.
They're playing big-time teams. You're playing Texas, and you're playing Kansas State, who will be the number two team in the country. Clemson
is playing
Wake Forest and Duke.
Hold on. Matt, can we take calls?
No, not while you're on the air.
All right, then forget about it. Go ahead, Roy.
I mean, the ACC is a joke. There's no.
I agree.
There's no real debating that.
I'm just trying to hear you defend West Virginia, and you haven't yet.
Their defense is bad.
Their defense is bad. They're not in the top 20, are they?
Their defense is bad. Yeah, they are.
Are they in the top 20 in what?
They're in every poll. Sure. AP has.
So who do they play next week?
TCU.
Oklahoma.
TCU. But
they'll beat TCU, right?
But WVU has won more BCS games in the last 10 years, I think it is. It's either 5 or 10 years than the ACC has as an entire conference. So if you want to talk about West Virginia, then you're
impressive.
Even more putting down the
ACC. I agree with you. I think the ACC sucks.
It's crap. It's
Carolina
should have lost.
Carolina should have lost yesterday, but a guy returned a punt 84 yards for a touchdown. Now, let me – and we'll talk about that game, too, because that was a great ending. Who did they play? I can't remember. State. They played North Carolina State.
Yeah, they played NC State.
And State had them beat.
No defense.
And they punt the ball away. How do you give up an 84-yard punt return with less than a minute left?
Why do you punt the ball to him? That's the first question.
Yeah.
Why don't you kick it out of bounds?
Yeah, for all we know, he tried and he hit it straight.
Well,
you never know.
That's those ACC punters.
Hey, but you know, the week before, Duke beat North Carolina for the first time in years. And they became bowl eligible, which means they'll probably play in the military bowl.
And then Duke got blown out by Florida State this weekend.
Yeah, they
we'll get into that.
Hey, wasn't Florida State in the ACC?
Yeah, Florida State sucks too. They're extremely overrated.
Oh, they suck. Okay. Well, I was watching guys.
Although their kicker is about to become
better.
I
was watching some guys on national TV yesterday. That one of the guys thinks Florida State's phenomenal.
Yeah, well, that's because he was paid to talk about them.
Oh, I see. You have proof of this?
Yeah. I pull out his bank statements, I guess. We can find that on Google. But we'll be right back. We're going to get into more college football, and we're going to get into our NFL picks. We'll get into some MLB picks. I guess the only MLB pick, as we'll break down the World Series that no one's watching. We'll be back. This is AM 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com or by going to Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back. Welcome back.
I'm
back.
Are we back?
WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Yes, we are back, Bruce. Welcome back.
Hey, listen, I want to plug. Go to NHBowl.com. NHBowl.com. BOWL.com. That's the National Handicappers Bowl. And I compete in the National Handicappers Bowl, and I'm having a very, very blah year so far, but we're only halfway there. All I gotta do is pick it up late. And I'll be fine. But it's one of the best monitoring services that I've ever seen, and I've been with them off and on now for like 25 years. And they do a great job. And if a lot of times if you're trying to get established as a handicapper, you have to be involved with a service. But it's also got to be a service that doesn't lie. And there are several out there that you can pay them to say whatever they want to say, whatever you want them to say. And Phil Richards with National Handicappers Bowl doesn't do that. As a matter of fact, he makes it tough on us sometimes just to get our picks in, but I love him. And I'm looking forward to having a great week this week. All right, let's talk about let's finish up college football. Let's go. Let's keep talking. I tell you what, better yet, let's start at one and work our way down. Go.
Okay. Well,
We'll probably never get to West Virginia.
That's funny. Well, we didn't play, so we won't get to West Virginia at all this weekend.
There you go.
But Louisville beat Cincinnati on Friday night, 34-31. Louisville.
That was a great game, by the way.
It was a very good game, but the Big East. I thought Rutgers was the only good team in the Big East, and they did not look like it this past weekend.
Didn't Rutgers get beat this weekend?
I believe they got beat by Kent State.
Well, you believe they were down 21-3 in the third quarter.
Yeah, 35-23 to Kent State. Yeah,
they did lose to Kent State.
Mm-hmm. And but Rutgers,
you know who went to Kent State, right?
No, I don't.
My tight end from San Diego, who you picked up in your fantasy league.
I actually didn't pick him up. Did you get him, Matt?
Oh, yep, he's starting for me this weekend.
Yeah,
well, he's hurt. Hey, you better check the injury report. He's not playing today.
Don't tell me that.
All right, go ahead, Roy.
It still doesn't make a good drop.
So, Roy, Alabama's number one.
Yes, Alabama is number one in the country, 38-7 over Mississippi State.
Here's a surprise. They covered, and they won. And they beat Mississippi State.
They play a different sport than everybody else in the country.
Yeah, it's called NFL football.
Yeah, they're very good. They're very good. And Mississippi's overrated.
Now, they moved everything around a little bit, too, because I'm trying to think who ended up. Oregon's like four now. Who's number two now?
Well, they haven't released the new ratings, but Florida was the number two team in the country.
They're done.
And they lost to Georgia in a terrible game. I mean, that was an awful game to watch. It was something like eight or nine turnovers. I mean,
It was raining and it was windy, right?
I don't know that it was raining.
Oh, no. Did you not see it?
I watched it. I couldn't tell if it was raining or not. I mean,
ugly. The wind was blowing like 25, 30 miles
It was
an
a
hour.
Terrible game. And Florida fumbled with under 2 minutes to go, trying to jump into the end. I mean, stupid. I mean, neither of these teams looked like a top 10 football team. I mean, it was an ugly, ugly game. The Gators turned the ball over 6 times. I mean, it was ugly. It was 17-9. That's SEC football. SEC football teams get together, they make the others look ugly. I mean, they play very good defensive football in the SEC.
Right. All right, who's number three?
Number three was Kansas State, and they blew out Texas Tech.
I love them. I love their head coach, too.
Colin Klein is going
Bill
to win.
Bill Snyder.
He's going to win the Heisman. Colin Klein is going to win he's going to win the Heisman. His stats are eerily similar to when Tim Tebow won his Heisman.
Right.
And, I mean, he has more...
Well, didn't Timmy Tebow win 2 Heismans?
No, he was up for it.
He won 2. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Mm-mm. No.
I am.
He had a couple opportunities to get it, but Sam Bradford won it, and Mark...
All right, let's keep rolling. Who's number four?
Number four.
That's Oregon, right?
Number four is Oregon, yeah.
Yeah. And they had Colorado 52-0 at halftime. I pray that they got their starters out. What was the final?
70-14.
That was nice of them. You know what? They probably had their third string playing in the second half.
56-0
because that means
halftime.
The second half. Yeah, that means after halftime was an even game.
Yeah, 14-14.
Hats off to those wonderful guys at Oregon. Now keep going. Who's next?
The next is what I think is one of the biggest stories, if not the biggest story in sports right now. And that's
about Louisville being 8-0.
Nah, screw Louisville. I'm talking about Notre Dame. I'm talking about Notre Dame.
They're
8-0. And
didn't they win yesterday?
They beat Oklahoma. A very, very good football team, and they beat them very, very handedly. I mean,
then they're moving up, correct?
They're number five in the country. They could they could jump Kansas State.
They could go to three or two. Absolutely.
They could go to two, and that's, I mean, this is a Notre Dame team who everyone counted out.
So all the Catholic people out there that love Notre Dame, we got them covered. Who's next?
I mean, I'm not a Notre Dame fan, but I think it's a huge story that they're good.
Well,
I think
you got to be
again.
A Notre Dame fan right now because they went so many years just being okay.
Exactly. That's why I think it's such a big story, because you couldn't talk about college football without talking about Notre Dame for a long time, and now they're back.
And speaking of Notre Dame, former coach Charlie Weiss almost had a big upset yesterday at Kansas against Texas, and he ended up choking like a big dog at the end of the game, and that way the cheater doesn't prosper, and I'm happy about that. Keep going.
Next up, USC, who was upset by Arizona.
I love that.
And
yeah,
Rich Rodriguez, the old West Virginia coach who coaches out in Arizona now, and he has put his spread offense in there, and he's turned Austin Hill into one of the best. Well, I shouldn't give Rich Rodriguez the credit. Austin Hill is one of the best receivers in the country, and he also happens to be one of my good friends. Brothers-in-law, as of this past week. Congratulations. And, I mean, Arizona looks great out there in the Pac-10. I mean, this is a team to look out for in the future, because Rich Rodriguez, his offense, everywhere he's gone – well, I shouldn't say everywhere, because he kind of blew up Michigan. But when he was with Toledo and he was with WVU, he turned those programs around. So look out for Arizona going forward, because they look good. Other than getting blown out by Oregon this year, they've looked very good.
All right, Roy, who's next?
Florida State, 48-7 over your Duke.
And you know what? A different team seems to show up for Florida State every week.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, they've got a real good. They've got a good defense. They've got great athletes. I'm just not sure that Jimbo, you know, has got a real. I just think he's in the process right now of trying to get that team right. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and they are young. They're very young.
He doesn't have much of a quarterback. I mean,
No, he doesn't. And, you know, Christian Ponder, he went pro after his junior year, and you know that had a lot to do. That had a lot to do with last year.
They have a very athletic quarterback, but he's not very accurate, and I'm just not sold him. I have him on my fantasy football team, but he's not doing very well.
Who's next? Let's get through these college teams.
Yeah, South Carolina squeaked out against Tennessee, as you talked about, 38-35. Rutgers, as we talked about, lost to Kent State, 23-35.
That's good. To me, that's a big game. And that just goes to show you how the MAC conference competes so well.
Yeah.
Everywhere they play, I really like the MAC, and they're a very underrated conference, but not really like they used to be. Now, who's next?
Yeah, and well, the Rutgers quarterback threw four interceptions. You can't do that.
That's fine. Who's
Stanford,
next?
Stanford won 24-17 over Washington State.
Now that was a hell of a game. Let me tell you, Stanford. I want to say they were probably was at Stanford. I think they were like an 11-point favorite.
Yeah, it was at Stanford.
And Washington State is doing much better, because they have the former head coach at Texas Tech, who lost his job a day before they had to pay him a $10 million bonus.
Leach, right? Is it Leach?
Leach, and he's a great, you know, he's a spread guy, and he's also one of these guys that introduced the hurry up in college football.
Didn't he lock one of his defensive players in a shed? That was the guy, right?
He allegedly did that, and do you know who his player was? It wasn't a defensive guy.
It was one of the ESPN analysts. Son.
It was Craig James's son, and Craig James, in my opinion, is a raving lunatic. Yeah. There's a reason you don't see Craig James on TV anymore. Nobody could work with him.
Yeah.
He's just a jerk, and evidently he's not a, you know, he raised a jerk, because I think that the point was is that he had to do something with him, and what he was doing in there was something that everybody went through when they're at a certain, it had something to do with an injury.
Yeah, I think he had a concussion.
Yeah, they were putting him in quiet. It was like quiet time or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just trying
to
see how he was. But no matter what,
that's not on the coach. I mean, it is on the coach, but not really. I mean, the trainers. Where are your trainers at practice?
Hey, Texas Tech would love to have him back. Trust me.
Yeah, Texas A&M beat up on Auburn. Auburn is going the wrong way, man. They're 1-7, 0-6.
And
they lost 63-21 to Texas A&M, who is...
You know what the big story is there, Roy? The chancellor sent letters to everybody telling them to support Auburn football. Did you hear about that?
I didn't.
He sent letters to all the alumni, and he sent letters to all the students and their parents, and they go out there after the letters go out and get beat 42-7.
Wow. As soon as those trees got poisoned, Auburn seems to have gone the wrong way. But, Bruce, I believe you have something important to tell us.
You know, Roy, for the first time in generations, the dream of homeownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect homeownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
Shut up now.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Hello there. I'm Bruce Hall, and you're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Roy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Well, you said you wanted to take the lead on that one, so I...
No. Well, that was before I talked to Matt. Tell Matt not to tell me what he told me next time.
Matt, don't do
This is the only down in not being in the same studio. And I love to be able to cover events and go here and go there and do this and do that. But I kind of miss looking at Roy and smacking him every once in a while. Hey, listen, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. First of all, we got to finish the top 20. Mm-hmm. Where did we end up? Like,
we got about
13?
Five games left. We'll get through them quick.
All right, go ahead.
Number 21 in the country, beat up on Wyoming, 45-14. Michigan, who sucks. I don't know why they were even in the top 25, lost
to
Nebraska.
Listen, I'm a half hour from Ann Arbor, man. Be careful.
Okay, well, they got blown out by Nebraska 23-9. So if you're anywhere near them, ask them why they can't score a touchdown.
That's not a blowout. A blowout. What was the score of West Virginia's last game?
West Virginia scored two touchdowns. Michigan kicked three field goals.
Trust me, 21-9 or 23-9 is not a blowout. Okay. Keep going.
Well, Michigan's now 5-3. West Virginia is not. They're 5-2. So Texas 21-17 over Kansas. Kansas has yet to win a Big 12 game.
Texas will lose ground by being that close to Kansas.
No, they'll move up because Michigan.
Why?
Lost. Because Michigan lost.
That's terrible.
And Ohio lost, which is what I'm about to talk about. Ohio Bobcats, who was number 24 team in the country, will not see the top 25 again this season as they lost to Miami of Ohio 23-20. And Michigan State beat number 25 Wisconsin 16-13. So yeah,
that was a huge game up here. It was on every single set everywhere you looked. Mm-hmm. Up here, it was big. Hey, let's go to the NFL. We might as well get started. This is a really big time of the NFL season because right now we get to a point where we just start putting lines through teams' names. At least I do as a handicapper. Mm-hmm. The way I handicap, and Matt always likes me to talk about this, is that I always have an arrow system. Your arrow is either going up or it's going down. I don't have an in between. You're either getting better or you're getting worse. And right now, the games you want to play, the teams you want to play, you want the arrow going up, and you hopefully want them to be circled as a possible playoff team too. And I would say right now, I mean, I can tell you pretty much who I think is going to be in the playoffs right now. And we may do that in the last segment today, but let's go through the games right now, Roy. Let's start with a game that was already played. And I'd like to say this is the second time I've done this in as many weeks. I picked a winner. If you called 1-800-466-4748, my 800 number, before the game on Thursday night, I released the Buccaneers to you. I got off of the total late. I liked the over, but then I got off of it, thinking that the Bucs and the Vikings might both play good defense. How wrong could I be? The Vikings forgot to play defense at all.
Yeah, they look bad.
And the Buccaneers. You remember last week how I remember Roy how I took Tampa Bay, but I didn't play them, mm-hmm. and I said, you know, that's the only game that I really had a good feeling about all week, and I didn't pick them because I didn't trust the coach. I trust him now. This guy's getting, you know, they've got a great running. They may have the best offensive line in the NFL, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm just telling you. Because there aren't that many good offensive lines because they're so chopped up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
You know what? You know who's got a good offensive line right now? The Washington Redskins. They can't pass block that well, but that was a big worry, remember?
Yeah.
Look at the way they're zone blocking. They're averaging almost 5 yards a carry. And a lot of that is because of Robert Griffin and what he can do with a football and play action. But we'll talk about that later. But the Buccaneers destroyed the Vikings the other night. It wasn't even that good of a game. As a matter of fact, in the second half, I actually turned it off because it was just boring. You know what I mean? And, you know, the
You
Bucks,
turned off the football game?
I had to.
Did you watch the World Series instead?
Let me see. That would have been Thursday, yes, I did. That was the second game that they won, mm-hmm. and that was also a 2-0 game.
Yep.
They're not scoring runs, but that's baseball. But the Vikings travel to Seattle next week. Now they're going to get their butts handed to them in Seattle because, in my opinion, Seattle's probably going to lose today, and we'll talk about that game in a little while to the Detroit Lions. A game I'm supposed to go to, but I think I'd rather lay in bed and watch football this afternoon, getting ready for an 8:30 game. They play these World Series games up here so late. But the Buccaneers, I mean, they go to Oakland where, you know, they match up favorably with Oakland. So the Buccaneers could go to 4-4 next week and be a presence in that division eventually. Hell, they may even, you know, 2 years ago they won 10 games. I mean, and then all of a sudden, you know, Raheem Morris, he can't do anything right. He's still got the same personnel pretty much, Roy. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
But they win, what, 4 games last year, and he gets fired.
They quit on him last year.
Well, they did, but that's his fault, too. And let me just tell you, you can't – if you're a coach and your players quit on you, it's not your players, okay? I've been coaching a long time. It's your program / your coaching. And I understand why they quit. Now, I don't think Rondy Barber ever quit because Rondy Barber actually came to his defense last year. Rondy Barber's, what, 38 years old now? It's unbelievable.
It's pretty old.
He's actually gonna go into first place probably today with 232 consecutive games that he started, because London Fletcher is probably not going to play today.
I wouldn't.
He's definitely. I know he's questionable, yeah. But he's. Look, when you're having balance issues, there's a problem.
I wouldn't.
You
count
don't
London
want your
out,
middle
though.
Linebacker. Well, no, I wouldn't count him out for going in, but I just don't think they're going to start him. I think they're going to see what kind. And you know what? They need to start thinking past London Fletcher anyway. You know
what
I mean?
No, well, he's old. He's an older.
Yeah. Plus, you know? The Redskins are planning for the future. But listen, let's go to the Redskins Steelers game, because the Redskins. Oh my God!
I just got it.
You know what? Some guy just cheap shot me right between my knee and my ankle.
Well, the Redskins Steelers. The Steelers are -4. The total here is 45.
Playoff implications, big time. If the Redskins win, they got a shot. If the Steelers don't win, it's not looking real good for the Steelers. If you look at the Steelers' schedule after Washington, they go to New York, to the New York Giants. They have Kansas City, who they'll handle, but then they play Baltimore. They go to Cleveland. They play Baltimore 2 times in 3 weeks. That's not fun. Then they have San Diego, they go to Dallas, and they've got 2 division games against Cincinnati and Cleveland. If the Steelers lose this game to Washington, I'm gonna say they're out of the playoffs. I just think they will be. Ben Roethlisberger has done a great job this year. If it wasn't for Ben Roethlisberger, I don't know what these guys would do. If it wasn't for Ryan Clark on the defensive side of the ball, I don't know what they'd do. Roy, have you had a chance to see the Steelers this year?
Yeah.
They're not the same team.
Well, they're pretty banged up.
Now, listen, they've got all 4 of their starting linebackers starting today.
But Paul Malu's out.
Yeah, but they're also – their 4 starting linebackers' average age is like 35 years old.
Mm-hmm.
these guys, I'm just saying, there comes a time when everybody's got a book on you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they know what you know what you can do and what you can expect from the Steelers. They need to build that team back up through the draft. I mean, they're having a big problem with injuries with their running backs. The guy that's going to start today, Jonathan Dwyer, is a fourth string running back, and he rushed for like 127 yards last week. You got to be happy with a guy who's your number four guy that gives you 127 yards. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the Redskins running back that came out of nowhere, seventh round draft choice out of Florida International. I mean, it's just big. But in this game, it's supposed to rain most of the game. The winds are going to get up to about 20 miles an hour, maybe 20 gusts to 25. I like the over in this game. Roy, what do you have the over as?
The over's 45.
Yeah, that's not a lot of points for RG3 and Ben Roethlisberger. Would you agree? And I would say that Ben's going to put the ball in the air at least 40 to 50 times this game. Mm-hmm. And I would think Robert, they're going to try to establish the run because they've got to freeze those linebackers. They don't need James Harrison flying in there and hitting Robert Griffin in the helmet, which he would do without even thinking about it. You know, it's just the kind of guy he is. He's old school. And let's face it, he said he never did anything wrong that time he knocked some guy out. But you know what? I didn't like this game. The line went down to like four. I'm pretty sure it's 4 points.
Yeah, it's four.
It was four late last night. The total is – I like the total. I'm going over in this game, and that's the only play I'm making in this game. I was all over Washington all week when it was seven, then six, then five, and now it's four. But if you look at the breakdown, most of the money's on the Washington Redskins, and you know, if I went anywhere with a 4-point game, I'd probably go Pittsburgh. But I'm taking the over in this game. Let's check out the next game. Matt, when you don't have the button there, use your own manual sounds.
The next game.
No, I'm sorry. No, that was my sound effect. I just had to clear my throat.
That was actually pretty good.
Thank you.
The next game is the London game, which is the New England Patriots minus 7 of the St. Louis Rams. The total here is 47.
You know, I would have said New England up until 2 weeks ago. The Rams have been there all week. New England stayed home. They didn't even go over there until I want to say Friday. They went over there, and the Rams went there right after their game last week. They packed up and went over there. Families met them there. I mean, they've been there all week. If you're going to go one way or the other on this game, I would say take the Rams because it's a neutral site. As far as I know, New England can't cheat there. I mean, I don't know how they would do it unless they were dealing with Scotland Yard or something, contacts over there. I don't know.
Well, I have the Patriots here. I don't think the Rams have it. The London is notorious for their
excuse me.
For their soggy fields and crap conditions, and the offenses historically have had trouble here, except for the Patriots. The Patriots have played here multiple times. This is almost a home game for the Patriots, as there are a lot of Patriots fans in London. So I'm going Patriots here minus 7.
Let's look at it this way. Or the tight end's he's down. He's not playing today.
Yeah, well, Gronk's going. Gronk's going to play. Yeah, well, he hasn't played much this season.
Gronk's about 70-80%. You know what's really strange about that entire team?
We're going to have to get into that on the other side of the break as we're up against the break right now. Stick with us. This is AM 1230 WFAS.
Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here on AM 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're getting into these games. We're getting into our NFL picks. We still have a trade to break down in the NBA, but we'll get to that later. But we have next
God, week. much later, I hope. They're still in the preseason, aren't they?
Well, the season starts
why couldn't the NBA strike instead of NHL? I don't get it.
Well, they did.
Listen, we're talking about Seahawks Lions, Roy. What's the line now?
This is
probably Lions. Oh, well, we're going to finish up on the Skins. Well, I already said, you know, I'm not taking either game. I like the over in this game because I just think they're going to light up. I think both defenses will struggle with everything both offenses can throw at them. The Redskins defense, Roy, wouldn't you agree? They're pretty bad.
Yeah, we're actually. I agree on that too. We're not on the Redskins. We just got done talking about New England. But I agree with you what you're talking about.
New England was after.
Yeah,
that,
Matt
right?
has you confused. Matt, stop. Yeah, well,
Matt, well, if we need to know anything about soccer, we'll talk
that's right.
to you.
DC Thanks, United okay. tied last night. We get
Bombos
it. Okay.
United. We'll be taking on New York Red Bulls in the playoffs.
But,
yeah, right. Fun. That's great.
But let's
That's
get into
wonderful.
That Detroit-Seattle game that you're talking about. Detroit is -2.5 at home over the Seattle Seahawks. The over-under here is 42.5. And this is a game that you said you have tickets to, but might be passing up to lay in bed.
Yeah,
I can't blame you.
Well, I got to tell you something, man. After last night, I mean, here's the good news. If the Giants win the series tonight, they're not going to leave right away and go home. They're going to spend the night and have a big party here because they'll have an extra day to play with. But knock on wood, we don't know what's going to happen. But Seahawks are a team that, especially at home, with Pete Carroll and the replacement refs who worked out a really good deal with them against the Packers earlier this year.
Yeah.
They're in the West. They could even win it. I mean, they're not going to unless San Francisco breaks down. But you know, the Seahawks could win 9-10 games. The Lions are, if they lose today, Matthew Stafford is having a terrible year. He's thrown 6 touchdown passes and has 7 picks. Do you know, you're not going to believe this, Roy, but Matthew Stafford, his quarterback rating is lower than Russell Wilson's by a point. So what does that tell you? But Matthew Stafford, everybody was like singing his praises last year that this is the new, you know, this guy is just going to be one of the top 5 quarterbacks in the next 10 years in the NFL. I disagree. A lot of people think he's soft. A lot of people think he's scared to run an offense. And look at Megatron. You know, remember how big he was last year?
Mm-hmm.
He's caught 1 touchdown pass in 6 games. At that rate, the Lions aren't going to win 7 games.
Well, they need a number 2 receiver.
But Burleson's out for the rest of the year. He was their number 2 receiver. Mm-hmm. He went down last week with a knee injury. He's done. Their number 2 guy now is Titus Young, who last year looked pretty good.
Yeah, he's decent.
And Titus Young is obviously but he's going to get a lot more touches now.
Mm-hmm.
At least they're going to be throwing to him more. They don't, you know, they got this guy LeSure, who's picked up the slack for Smith. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I don't think LeSure's that good. I've watched him play. He's one of the problems that he has is picking up the blitz. I've watched him. Mm-hmm. Even Haji talks about that. Now, you know what? I took the Lions today because they have to win the game, and they're at home in front of a sellout crowd. But I would be a bit surprised if the Seahawks beat them. But I'm taking the Lions for 4 stars. It's just a great spot for them. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear
Nobody's expecting the Seahawks to win on the road. even though Russell Wilson, Roy, you know, has had a pretty good season for a rookie, on the road, his numbers aren't that good. He's thrown two touchdown passes, and he's been intercepted. All seven of his picks are on the road, all seven of them. So I'm taking the Lions here. I'm going out on a very tiny limb, and I'm taking them for 5 stars because if they don't cover here, I mean, Chicago's going to run away with it, and Green Bay is going to be the wild card. You know what I'm saying?
No, I agree. I hear you. I have Seattle here. I'm not playing it, and I have seven top players.
You got Seattle? Okay.
Well,
Detroit
only has one receiver.
Do you know what I took for a small play? The under. I took the under in this game because it could be Detroit's defense is better than their offense, and Seattle's defense is much better than their offense.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for Marshawn Lynch, I don't even know how Seattle would move the football. You know what I'm saying? But they do a good job of it. Roy, what's the next game that you like?
The next game here is the Tennessee Titans -3.5 over the Indianapolis Colts. The total here is 47.
Now, this isn't my straight cash homie play. But I like Tennessee a lot here. And the reason I like them is they've turned it around. You remember when I was talking about how you got to have an arrow going up?
Yep.
Tennessee's arrow is going up. Mm-hmm. I mean, Chris Johnson rushed for just under 200 yards last week. I think that the week before he had a good week too. You know, the offensive line just seems to be clicking now. You know, I don't see any problem with this team right now, especially taking on a rebuilding Colts team. I mean, the Colts are what we thought they were. They've got a great quarterback who's getting better all the time, who has a couple of receivers. They have a non-existent running game, but you know what? Andrew Luck, to give him credit where credit is due, in my opinion, he does a really good job with his legs, keeping the linebackers, you know, at bay on defense. He ran a 4.64 40-yard dash. His 40-yard dash was 4.58. 4.58 is a damn good time for anybody. And Andrew Luck does a super job. I watched a lot of film on him this week, but the Colts are not going to be able to score with the Titans today, I don't think. I just don't see it happening. Tennessee's defensive backfield, though, looks like the Redskins, Roy. 16 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. But, you know, they are playing a lot better.
Yeah, Tennessee's pass defense is pretty bad. But the Indianapolis Colts' rush defense is even worse, as they're allowing 141 yards a game on the ground.
Yeah, the Titans did hold Roethlisberger to 23 points. And then there's something to be said there. Last week, they barely beat Buffalo right at the end of the game. They should have lost that game. Of course, that was in Buffalo, and that was my straight cash homie last week.
The Titans were?
No, Buffalo.
Oh, so you missed?
I missed. Yeah, and they scored on a 4th-and-9 play, they scored. 4th-and-9. I mean, give me a break. No, I tell you, I'm taking Tennessee here for 4 stars. I don't like it. You know, the total should go over. As a matter of fact, I have the over. I'm sitting here looking. Over Tennessee, 47 points. Is that what you see?
Yeah.
Yeah, over 47, 4 stars. And I have Tennessee -3.5 for 5 stars. And you know what? If you like the over and you like Tennessee, you got to like the teaser, which would be Tennessee +2.5 and over 41 points total. And that's what we call a hedge. And hedges are good. You just got to keep your clippers, your trimmers close by. Let's go to the next game. I'm tired of talking about it.
Next up, we have the Green Bay Packers -14.5 over the Maurice Jones-Drew-less Jacksonville Jaguars. The total here is 45.5.
Well, if anything more can go, but the lead singer in Lynyrd Skynyrd, and I don't even know who it is now, because everybody in that band died except one guy, and that's the drummer, I think. I'm being serious here. I'm trying not to laugh, because we're talking about death here in a plane crash, and guys have been killed on motorcycle accidents and just died outright. But he came out and said this week in the newspaper in Jacksonville, Florida, which evidently he lives near there, and he's a season ticket holder mm-hmm. with the Jaguars. He said that not getting Tim Tebow is the biggest mistake this guy ever made. And I tweeted nationally, well, you know, generally speaking, marriages between Muslims and Christians just don't work out. and in reality, that's probably why this guy never went after him. You know the new owner.
Well, he did go after him. But,
no, he didn't. No,
yeah,
he didn't.
He did.
If he wanted him, he'd have got him.
Well, Jacksonville and the Jets, they were in a bidding war, and Tebow actually chose the Jets over Jacksonville, is what the reports that I read were. But, Bruce, we'll get more into that on the other side.
All right.
But I believe that you have something to tell us.
You know, I do, and this is very important. For the first time in generations, the dream of homeownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect homeownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
I'm stretching here.
Seventh inning stretch.
And that means we're back.
Hey, there's nothing better than doing a show like in a hotel room with a really comfortable bed. And I've got a 50-inch television, HDTV, and I'm watching NFL. It's muted, of course, but I'm watching NFL Network, just trying to see if I can find anything. You know, did everybody – how many times, Roy, have you seen Cam Newton cry this week?
He's a bit of a crybaby. If you go to sportsmancave.com and you read my 10 bold predictions of 2012, you would know that I predicted a huge setback for Cam Newton. So,
well, you know what? It was a good call because – and here's the thing. They paid their two running backs, not one running back, but two running backs, astronomical numbers, just, you know, with two new deals. And neither one of them have done anything yet. It's just kind of amazing to me that that's happened. Let's finish up the Jaguars-Packers because I know you like the Packers here.
Yeah, I do.
But it's 16
points.
But
it's moved to 14.5. I had them at 12.5, and I liked it. But when you get over two touchdowns, that's pushing it.
Do me a favor. You have you're privy right there to the matchups.
Mm-hmm.
How many percent is on the regular play? Not the money line, the other one.
The spread, that's 86% on Green Bay.
Is that right?
Which is lower than I thought.
No, but that's exactly why you don't take this. Now, if that was 50-50,
mm-hmm.
you go with the pack. If that's 60-40, you might go with the pack. But it's how much?
86, yeah.
80, that's just too much. And let me ask you this. Where's the money line? Is it on? It's not on the other
team. It's Packers. 78.
Yeah, you got to leave it alone. That just stinks of high heaven right there that something's going to happen. It's got to go the other way. It just seems like every time when I was young and I would give a lot of points, I did pretty well. But as I've gotten older and I see those same games, I don't know if something's changed, but I'm just scared of them now because they never cover. Do you know what I mean? I mean, the Packers could be up by 30 points with 7 minutes left in the game, and Chad Henne throws two touchdown passes to, like, you know, Blackman, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they backdoor you at, like, 14 points, which is it's not really a close game, but all of a sudden, you know, I mean, you're a loser as opposed to winning, and I don't like that. The Packers are interesting. They should be. Let's face it. The NFL's got to figure out how to get these guys another game because they should be 5-2 and they're 4-3 because they really won the Seattle game. And that's another reason that Seattle's 4-3 now instead of 3-4. You know, the Packers are getting, I think, better on defense. They're getting pressure again. It seems like their linebackers are playing more consistent. But you know who they lost? They lost Woodson.
Mm-hmm.
This for the season, he's done. Now he was basically, you know, when you got an all-pro playing free safety who was also an all-pro cornerback, you lose that guy, things aren't going to get better. That's the biggest reason I'm not taking the Packers in this game. I'm going to leave it alone. Give me the next game, Matt.
All right, the next game we have here, if I can bring it up, which I cannot for some odd
reason. How about the Dolphins versus
Real? But here it is, the San Diego Chargers -3 over the Cleveland Browns. The total there is 43.5 on my slow Toshiba computer.
Now, let me ask you this. Is this your straight play, homie?
This is my
You know, that's funny, Roy. There was somebody called me at 4:30 a.m. and woke me out of a dead sleep and told me that you were going to take Norv Turner's San Diego Chargers.
Go Norv.
As your straight play, homie play. Mm-hmm. I just got a call. Remember? Yeah, straight cash, homie.
Randy's trying to set you straight on what it's called.
Let me ask you a question. Does Randy still have a marijuana problem?
I don't have that one on here anymore.
Matt, you gotta step your game up.
What is wrong with you? That's the best one.
Every week Matt says that quote, and then every week you say, I don't have it on here anymore, Matt. So what are you doing, man?
Well, the good news is I can't write him a check because I'm up here. Too bad, Matt. Hey, listen. Randy, I
don't
need you. You got to be on the show. You know what? We're going to have Randy on the show sometime. We are. We got to figure out how to do it. I'll bet you I can find out how to get him the next time he's in D.C. And when he's in D.C., we're going to have him on the show. Look, everybody knows how I feel about Norv Turner. Mm-hmm. How does a guy with an IQ as low as his is and – really, all he did was use Ernie Zampezi and, big-time, deep-route guys with a Hall of Fame running back like Emmitt Smith. I mean, anybody that coached for when Jimmy Johnson was in Dallas, Dave Wannstedt, how successful has he been since he left Dallas? How about not at all? How successful has Norv been? I want you to Google Norv's record for me, but he's done well in San Diego because he inherited such a great team, and they always never had anybody to play, remember, in the AFC West. Mm-hmm. And now Denver's making the big comeback with Peyton. You know, Peyton could be there 3-4 years. I mean, that's not out of the realm of possibility. Peyton is having the best year he's ever had right now, which is amazing to me to think about, but I actually like Cleveland here, but I didn't play them. They were going to be a 4-star or 3-star play for me, and I got off of them. And one of the reasons I got off of them is my guy in Cleveland, Tony Mazur, who we can't have on the game today, but I'm giving him credit for this. Tony seems to think that if Norv Turner, and he's heard this from a source in San Diego, is what I understand, mm-hmm. that if Norv Turner loses this game, he's gone. And I got to tell you, you know, if you lose to Cleveland, you probably should be gone. but Cleveland, their arrow is up. Now, they lost a tough game last week that they should have won. Did you? I mean, I don't know if you got a chance to see it.
Yeah.
But the Browns, let me tell you, they're the best 1-6 team I've ever seen. You know, last week they lost in Indy 17-13. The week before they beat Marvin Lewis's Cincinnati Bengals in a big division game. Mm-hmm. The week before, they were up 14-0 on the Giants before the Giants came back and beat them by 2 touchdowns. They were in the – you saw the Baltimore game. They were in the Baltimore game the whole game, the Browns. That was a physical game. And Buffalo, that was a 17-14 game with about 4 minutes left in the game, and they lost by a touchdown to Cincinnati in Cincinnati at the start at the second game, mm-hmm. and they lost to Philadelphia, and they had the damn Eagles beat on opening day.
Yeah.
And so they've never you know what they do well? They play defense.
They do play defense.
And they got Joe Hayden back. And they've got some young kids on their offensive line that they're getting in and out of there that are doing a phenomenal job. Brandon Whedon, mm-hmm. Brandon Whedon is this 29-year-old rookie who played professional baseball for 7-8 years. He has found a guy named Josh Gordon. He's found a guy named Little. He's using Trent Richardson out of the backfield. And here's the problem. This is why I'm not on Cleveland. Trent Richardson is game time. decision.
He's been hurt all year, but we had that guy from Cleveland on our show, and he was talking about how he wasn't ready, and it was a play by
shots.
Cleveland to sell jerseys.
He takes shit. No, I don't think that's true.
Well, that's what the guy said when we had him on.
Well, you mean Tony?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you know what? He's changing. He likes him now because we've talked about it. You got to understand something. In Cleveland, things change week to week. I mean, it's very similar to Philadelphia. If you listen to Philadelphia sports, and I know you do because you listen to everybody, mm-hmm. Jesus, if they lose three games in a row, they want everyone fired. Everyone.
Yeah.
You know, and this is Andy Reid's team. Andy went to the playoffs, 14 straight years? I mean, come on. You know, I mean, the guy does a pretty good job.
Yep.
And evidently, they're real high on Todd Bowles, former Redskins safety. And he was in Miami as a coach.
Yeah.
And Todd Bowles, evidently during the bye week. Oh, by the way, and we're not there yet, but Andy Reid is 13-0 after the bye week. Hello. That's not a bad play. But I'm going to, you know what, Roy, on the side for lunch, just lunch, wherever, it can be Subway. I don't care.
Cool.
Okay.
I like Subway.
Yeah, I do too.
Eat fresh.
I do too. And we just did a plug for them. They didn't pay us squat.
Yeah, what the?
What's up with that, homie?
Yeah.
Randy wants us to go to Pizza Hut. That's his fan.
Yeah, that's true.
Randy Moss. Because, you know, when he gets to Munchies, he got to have a pizza, man. Yeah, he got to have a pizza.
But North Turner's record at San Diego, he's 52-34, so that's not that bad. But
you got to remember, he inherited a great team.
A lot of talent. They still have a lot of talent.
Didn't the first team he had go 14-2? I think they did.
Maybe. Yeah.
And I don't think that was his team. And really, the general manager Smith out there does a phenomenal job, but his job is on the line too. So good, you know, good for them. I'm pulling for Cleveland today. Let's go to the next game.
The next game here is the next game is the Philadelphia Eagles -3 over the Atlanta Falcons. The total here is 42.5.
Well, you know, I'm looking right here.
And this is a tricky game because both of these teams are coming off byes.
Hey, this is my straight cash homie play.
Straight cash homie!
Back to back, there it is.
Sometimes
straight cash, homie.
Yeah, Randy, look, sometimes you got to go with your gut, and this is my gut. You know, Philadelphia, there's a lot of reasons why 3 points is too many points to give up if you're a Philly fan. And all you got to do is kind of look at what they've done this year. They've been up and down like nobody's business. But the Falcons are the only undefeated team in the National Football League. Pete Rozelle is dead. I understand that. But he has a radio in his casket. And the radio is constantly telling him the scores of games. And it's constantly telling him, you know, their records. And his whole idea of the way he set up the draft and everything else in the league was based off of everybody being 500. The Falcons are not 500. They're 1.0000. That's not going to last after today. I got Andy Reid. I got Andy Reid 13-0 off bye weeks. I got Todd Bowles working with his defense, and God knows setting up to hit Matty Ice and actually put some pressure on the opposing team, which they haven't been able to do all year. But it's going to be raining, windy in Philly. If Mike Vick can hold on to the football, they're going to win this game by 14-20 points. If Mike Vick turns the ball over, my straight cash homie play is toast. It's absolute toast. I'm taking the Eagles -3 to cover 100% of the time today in the NFL. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We'll be back with more stuff here shortly on AM 1230 WFAS.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here on AM 1230 WFAS. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're going over our NFL plays of the week. You can go to BruceHallSports.com and check out Bruce's picks, or SportsManCave.com and check out my picks. Follow us on Twitter, Bruce Hall Sports, or at SportsManCave. And Bruce, we're jumping right back into our games here. We just got your straight cash homie play out of the way. That was the Philadelphia Eagles over the Atlanta Falcons.
I can't believe I'm relying on a dog killer. Go ahead.
Yikes. Yeah, that's a. I mean, I stayed away from that game.
I'm sorry, a documented dog killer.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I stayed away from that game because both of those teams are coming off of the bye, and last week, bye weeks helped everybody except for the Jaguars because they're terrible. But last week, they were combined. Bye week teams were combined 3-1 against the spread last week, and we have this is our biggest bye week. Biggest teams coming off of a bye week that we've seen.
Well,
all
there's
year.
Also six. There's also six teams that aren't playing this week. I mean, so
yeah, the next 2 weeks are bye week heavy.
Yeah, they are.
And we have the Dolphins, Eagles, Falcons, Broncos, Chiefs, Chargers, all coming off of a bye. And like I said, the teams that were coming off a bye last week, 3-1 against the spread. So,
all right, let's go.
Next up, we have the Miami Dolphins off of a bye week, and they will be +2 against the New York Jets. The total here is 38.
Well, you know, the Jets outplayed the New England Patriots last week pretty much the whole game. Mm-hmm. And then right at the end of the game, it just seemed to kind of get away from them a little bit. They ran the ball well. They threw the ball pretty well. New England had virtually no defense. Didn't New England's – at one time in that game, Roy, and I know you watched it.
Cause I did.
We watch all the New York teams. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just something we like to do since we're on in –
Two of my top plays were in that game. I had the Jets.
I know you did.
And you hit it. I hit both.
You covered, and I didn't because I had New England. But you know what? New England still managed to pull out a win at home, and that's not something that doesn't happen very often. And I got to say this: I don't know how the Jets lost that game. To be honest with you, I watched it, and I still couldn't believe that they lost it. Mm-hmm. Now look, they're playing a team today that's better than they are. The Miami Dolphins, in my opinion, are a great 3-3 team. As a matter of fact, the Dolphins, it wouldn't surprise me a little bit for them to win this game. As a matter of fact, they're one of my five plays that I'm picking today. I'm taking them in the National Handicappers Bowl, plus the 2.5, which is what I'm getting for 4 stars. And the reason I am is very simple. Their quarterback, Ryan Tannehill, who's working with Mike Sherman, who was his offensive coordinator at Texas A&M. And he's with maybe the best offensive coordinator in the last 5 years in the NFL, Joe Philbin, who's the head coach. These guys are getting it done. How about this kid, Brian Hartline? 29 receptions, 514 yards, 17.7 average. Now, he's only caught one touchdown pass. They move it between the 20s pretty much. But Reggie Bush is doing a good job. You know, they've got another running back, Miller, that does he's averaging 5.5 yards a carry. I think this, you know, the one thing that you remember when you handicap the NFL, and even if you're not a handicapper, you remember just from watching all the games every year, this is a split series. It almost always is. If they win one game, the other team wins the other. Does that make sense to you?
Yep.
And I can remember Miami going up to New York several times in the last 10 years and beating the Jets up there. Mm-hmm. And I think it's exactly what's going to happen today. Now, I would say this right now. First of all, Dolphins have a better defense. The Jets are giving up 4.6 yards a carry. Right? Mm-hmm. Defensively. They've given up 8 touchdowns. The Dolphins are giving up 3.3 yards a carry. And listen, I mean, the Jets are all about getting Sean Green north and south. If they can't get Sean Green north and south and establish the run, what good is Mark Sanchez's play action?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to work. I like the Dolphins here. I'm taking them. This is a gut play too. This is what I call a split play because if the teams are fairly even and the one team won one, I pick the other, and I'm going to take them. Let's go to the next game.
Well, I like the Jets.
Are you taking the Jets in your five games?
I think I do, actually.
Oh, you're sick.
But the Jets...
You don't learn anything, do
Well,
you?
The Jets have a great defense, and last week defenses...
No, they don't have a great defense.
I think they have a great defense.
So, no, they don't. They lost their best defensive player, and they're giving up 4-6. Well, 4-6 a carry? That's a good defense?
I think they have a good defense. I do.
They have good pass defense.
I think they
they're
decent. I think they have a good defense. The top defenses last week went 4-1-2 against the spread with the loss and the push coming from teams that played other top defenses. So basically, if you have a good defense, you won.
Let me ask you this. Who do you think has the best offense?
Miami. Probably has a slight better offense than the Jets.
They're identical. If you look at their numbers, the Dolphins have he's got a 76.5 rating. Sanchez is a 75, okay? They average 3.7 a carry. Guess what the Jets average? 3.7 a carry. The difference in the game is the opponent's yards per carry, which is why all that stuff's been going back and forth. Oh, and guess who's not playing for the Jets today? Do you even know? Bart Scott's not playing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's only their defense. So, I mean, he's not their best defensive player, but he's probably their most solid defensive player.
Well, they lost Revis earlier this year, but they still
got Cromartie, yeah, who's played great.
Yeah, he has.
You know what? He stepped it up, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the next game, Roy.
Next up, we have the Chicago Bears -7.5 over the Carolina Panthers. The total here is 42.
Well, you know, Roy, I used to give you a lot of crap about the Bears. I won't give you any more crap about them. I like them.
Thank you.
I'm starting to like them even more because, you know what? I think Cutler's okay.
He's all right, yeah.
Yeah, he's okay.
When he's on, he's on.
And what I mean by okay, I mean that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. I also like the fact that he's got a lot of heart. You know, I got to watch him this past week. I mean, that game was crazy. I don't know if you got a chance to see it or not, but the Bears right now are the best team in the North. I mean, they just are. They're better than the Packers.
Some people have the Bears as the best team in the league.
Well, you know, if they do, they're on drugs because the Bears, I still don't think. Well, first of all, here's the problem. They went to Lambeau, where some people have beaten the Packers in the last 2 years, and they got dominated. They could not keep the defensive pass rush out of the backfield. And, you know, look at who they've played the last 4 weeks. Here's the only bad side. These are their five wins, Roy, are the Colts, the Rams, the Dallas Cowboys, Jacksonville, and Detroit.
They shut out Detroit, though, which it's very tough to keep Megatron in the end zone.
No, they didn't. They won 13-7. They didn't even cover.
Oh, they did.
I know I lost, okay? Huh. They didn't cover. You got to watch the whole game, especially if you're going to be a handicapper.
Are you sure? Because
at the end of the game, they didn't shut
them out. It was a late touchdown?
Yes, it was. Mm. And that's what we call a backdoor touchdown. And that's why you can't even trust the Bears. Now, I'll say this. They went to Jacksonville on the road and dominated. They went to Dallas on the road and dominated. They beat up St. Louis at home. And they beat up Indianapolis. So the nice thing about them is when they're capable of beating up a team, they usually do. Detroit, you know why they didn't beat Detroit up? Because Detroit's defense is as good as anybody's in the league. As long as they let Ndamukong Suh beat. Hey, did you see his leg sweep on Cutler? That was a classic leg sweep, but he didn't even get a flag because he did it so softly. I'm amazed. You know what? This is a good team against an okay -/- team in the Panthers. We talked about Cam Newton. I just want him to get crushed so I can see what he says next. Don't you? I mean,
well, the reason why I and people call me a hater, whatever you want to say about the way that I view Cam Newton, but Cam Newton to me will never make that next step because one of the first things he said when he entered the league was, they said, "What do you want to do in the NFL?" He said, "I want to build a brand." He's all about himself, And we look at the top quarterbacks in the league, none of them are about themselves. Tom Brady's taking pay cuts so he can get players there. Drew Brees, well, he didn't take a pay cut, but he's a team guy. He's a high-character guy. You look at Robert Griffin III, who is emerging as one of the top young quarterbacks, and he's all about team, 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 team. So this Cam Newton guy, he's all about himself. He got kicked out of Florida because he was stealing laptops. He's a bad character guy, and now we're seeing him cry week in and week out. So, I mean, I hate Carolina. I don't like the team at all. I think they're terrible.
You know, I'm going to jump on the bandwagon with you right there. I don't like him, and I don't like him because I don't like Jerry Richardson. Mm-hmm. I don't like their owner. I don't like what he's done in the past with coaches. I don't like the fact that he let John Fox stay there when he wasn't doing anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are some owners that just don't care. I think maybe he's getting to an age where it isn't worth it for him anymore. Okay, if it's not worth it, sell the damn team. If I lived in Charlotte and I had a fan base like Carolina has right now, which isn't a big one, but it's a good enough one to build on, mm-hmm. I'd do something about it, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't hire a coach that can't coach. Did you see Rivera this week? He looked like he was about to cry.
But Bruce, that's pretty funny. But
we got one more segment, right, Roy?
Yeah, we do have one more. But you have something very important to tell us.
Oh, you know what? This is terribly important. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
Spooky, spooky, lend me your tomb.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BHSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here on AM 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. And we're going over our NFL plays here, and we just finished up the Carolina Panthers and Chicago Bears.
Roy, real quick, I'm going to jump in here and talk about Monday night briefly. If you want my play for Monday night, which is tomorrow, it's an 8:30 game. It's at University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. You know, it's a big game as far as the NFC West goes. You need to call my cell phone tomorrow. Anytime you want after 12 noon. My number, 1-800-466-4748. That's 1-800-466-4748. Bruce Hall, give me a call. I will tell you who I'm playing on Monday night. And I'm looking right now at this being a very strong play. It's going to be a hell of a game. And for you people out there that think, you know which way I'm going to go. I bet you don't, because it's going to surprise you. We got three games to talk about, mm-hmm. Roy, as far as I can see.
Yep.
Which one do you have first?
The first game we have here is the Kansas City Chiefs, fresh off of a bye, minus one. It's also been a pick on some sites over the Oakland Raiders. The current here is 42.
You know, I'm not going to waste a lot of time on this game, but let me just say this. These are two teams going in different directions. The Raiders are going to get better. For all of you Raider fans out there, for all you black holers who love Halloween, by the way, because you participate, you celebrate Halloween every week with the way you dress, and I love that. Very similar to San Francisco at AT&T Park for baseball. You go in there, everything's black and gold. It looks like Halloween. The Raiders have their arrow going slightly upward, and I have the Chiefs. I have three arrows going the same direction towards Hades. And for you people that don't know where that is, you need to do some reading. the Chiefs suck, okay? On their best day, they suck. Romeo Crennel, a fake, a fraud. Scott Paoli, a fake, a fraud. Both from where? New England. Yep. Why are they fakes or frauds? Listen to my show. Everybody that listens to my show knows we don't trust them. We don't like the way they've done business in the past 10, 11 years. And what more says this than the fact that everywhere these guys go, they're not successful, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to tell me it's Belichick? I mean, come on. He's one guy. The Chiefs are going nowhere. I don't see anything good happening here. They're one of two suck teams in the entire NFL right now. They're giving up 106.5 passer rating, and Brady Quinn's passer rating is 53.3. They can run the football because they've got a guy there named Charles who flies around the field. He can break one at any time. Peyton Hillis is supposed to actually get some touches this week. Huh. He's only got 21 touches all season, averaging 4.4 carry. But their running game's all they got. Their defense, not so good. They're giving up 4.7 yards a carry. And like I said before, they've given up 13 touchdowns with only 4 interceptions. If somebody held a gun to your head and said, you've got to pick a winner and you have to win the bet, take the Raiders. Because the Chiefs, what used to be a really good place to play in Kansas City, all of a sudden it's not such a great place. They got crushed by San Diego there. Baltimore took the week off of there. They beat them 9-7. But they lost to Atlanta by 16 points opening day. Mm-hmm. Just leave this game alone. Yeah. Roy, what's the next game?
Next up, we have the Dallas Cowboys plus 2.5 against the New York Giants.
This is, in my opinion, being an NFC East guy, which I am, this is the game of the week. You got the Giants, who are road warriors, who play better on the road than they do at home. And what's a little scary right now is the Giants. Are you ready for this? They've won 3 games in a row at home. So if they're you don't ever stop being road warriors. This is the same group that won a Super Bowl, right, as road warriors last year.
Yep.
They're going to Dallas in what I call the spaceship. Ian Rappaport, who I retweet a lot of stuff, he's an NFL network guy that does a lot of work for them. He used to be in New England as a beat writer for the Patriots. And I'm looking to have Ian on the show in the next couple of weeks and try to get him to actually talk a little bit about the Spygate situation of a couple of years back. But the Giants here, I love them. Eli Manning's 3-0 at the new stadium. Eli's having a good year. He's got a 92.5 rating. They're running the football well. Bradshaw's a game time decision, but they've got other guys they can hand the ball to. Brown they can hand the ball to. Wilson they can hand the ball to. Hell, they can even give the ball to Heinoski if they have to. I don't see any way that the Dallas defensive backfield, who by the way have only picked off 2 passes in 6 games this year, are going to be able to hold Peyton down. Romo is a fraud. He's got 8 touchdown passes, 9 interceptions. No matter what people, Tony Romo, what you got to remember is this was a guy from a Division III school, basically. Well, actually, he wasn't. It's a Division I school, but it's a tiny little conference. He's a Wisconsin kid. Didn't get recruited by any of the big teams. Made the Cowboys. Everybody fell in love with him, but that was back when they had more talent. Now, he's got Dez Bryant. Dez Bryant is his leading receiver. The guy he's got to have a chaperone with him 24/7. Jason Witten's coming off of a spleen injury, and Jason's looking better every week.
He is, yeah.
Miles Austin's decent. He's caught 25 passes for 428 yards. Miles is doing the damage in the red zone. He's got 4 touchdowns. And Ogletree just got replaced by a guy from East Carolina who's probably going to be the guy to come in on spread formations this week. It's going to be a real interesting game, but I'm taking the Giants, and I'm also taking the over. I'm taking the Giants for 4 stars, and I'm taking over 48 for 5 stars. This game, in my opinion, could go over with 10 minutes left in the third quarter. I'm going out on a limb and saying it. Who do you like in this game, Roy?
I have the Giants, too.
Do you?
The Cowboys got them the first time, and historically this has been a series that splits. I like to think of the NFC East as a whole, as a split division. So I think the Giants take this one.
Well, they're very similar teams in that they play better on the road.
Yeah.
Why? The Cowboys built – Jerry built this cruise ship that I call the spaceship with a 60-foot HDTV hanging over the football field. Okay? If this thing ever fell during a game, everybody would get killed. I mean, it would be a horrible situation. So we're hoping that never happens. But the thing that I don't like about it is nobody looks at the game. They're looking at the TV because the people are three times bigger than they are. Even if you're sitting in the founder's seats on the second level, you know, with the band playing behind you 100 feet, you're not watching the game. And you know what? Every 30 seconds or so, there's TNA on the big screen from the cheerleaders. Mm-hmm. It's not a football game anymore. It's basically a place to go. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's like going to a carnival, and he wonders why they can't win there. You know, they played Baltimore tough. They beat Carolina at Carolina, and we all know Carolina isn't that good. Now they've got the Giants coming to home, and they beat the Giants opening day, and Jerry made the statement, remember, we've seen it 100 times, come watch us kick the New York Giants' butts at our place. Mm-hmm. Ain't going to happen today. Just ain't going to happen. We got one other big game.
Yeah,
what is
the last game, and it's the Denver Broncos -6.5 against the New Orleans Saints. The total here is 55.
That sound you just heard was not the Saints and the Broncos hitting. It was just the Broncos hitting. The Saints defense doesn't hit anybody. Joe Vitt is actually active today. The guy that's going to be – was actually picked to be the interim head coach. He's a special teams coach, and he'll be working with the defense some, is what I understand. Drew Brees, as good as Drew Brees is, and the fact that he – broke Johnny Unitas' record. Their passing attack, defensively and offensively, you got to give them a minus because Breeze's rating is 96. They're giving up a 106.6 rating. 12 touchdown passes, only 3 interceptions, and you can run the football against the Saints. And you know what? You know when we knew this was the way it was, Roy? When the Redskins beat them down their opening day, 40-32. I mean, they're giving up 4.9 yards a carry and 8 touchdowns. The Broncos are going to beat the snot out of the Saints. Are they going to keep them off the scoreboard? No. It's going to be a 52-28-31 game. Listen to what I'm saying. 52 points will win this game, and it's not going to be Drew Brees. It's going to be Peyton Manning.
You think that the Broncos put up 52 points?
I think against the Saints?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, well, you know what? They're going to put up between 45 and 52.
Wow.
Look, RG3 opening day put up a 40 burger.
That's true.
Carolina, Cam Newton scored 35 against them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, recently, Tampa Bay, you know, who just put up a 38 points mm-hmm. this past Thursday night, they put up 35 points on them. You know, they got Philly. They got a long week after this week. They got Philly next Monday night, a week.
Yep.
So this is perfect. This is a perfect storm for Peyton. Plus, these guys got to go up there. New Orleans is below sea level, right? That's why Katrina was so bad.
Yep.
This place is a mile high.
Yeah.
They're not going to be able to breathe.
All right, before we go, a couple newsworthy things to note. London Fletcher is active today, so it looks like his 231 streak will continue.
He'll start then.
That the trade in the NBA that we were all talking about, the Rockets sent Kevin Martin, Jeremy Lamb, not Jeremy Lin, and two first-round picks and a second-round pick for James Harden and a couple other players from the Oklahoma City Thunder. And they're apparently going to pay him Kobe money. That's our show. Bruce, good hanging out with you, buddy.
Hey, listen, man. Hey, keep your fingers crossed. Look behind home plate. I'll be there at the game tonight. Watch the World Series, kids. Baseball is the greatest game in the world, unless you love the NFL.